You know, I've really had a lot of fun here the last couple of years, really, chronicling the growth in women's professional sports. It's just astounding. You know, Trinity FC has had a banner first season for professional soccer for women. The Dallas Wings, I'll never forget when he had Greg Bibb on, and he was telling us a couple of years ago that he was sold out. He couldn't sell any more season tickets. That's enormous demand. So let's see if the same thing works for Major League Volleyball. Grady Raskin has just been named president and CEO of Major League Volleyball for Dallas and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
So this would seem like the logical extension. So tell me what you're walking into. This was a couple of leagues that were combined that have created this new league?
Well, originally this started as Pro Volleyball Federation. They'll be going into its third season. It was more of a rebranding and kind of a mutual decision to change the name from Pro Volleyball Federation to Major League Volleyball. Ownership has gotten together and really solidified the league with some additional funding and structure. So we felt that the rebranding was really, really smart. And it is what exactly we are, Major League Volleyball. So we're excited about that.
And it seems like you've got some pretty good cities, Atlanta and Indianapolis, Omaha, San Diego and Orlando?
Yes, sir. Grand Rapids, Columbus as well. Lots of great cities that have been playing for the last 2 years. Indy was an expansion team last year, will be the expansion team this year. We already have two teams that have already said they're joining in 2027 and potentially two more for 2027 as well. So league is catching on fire. People are noticing and other cities want to join. In fact, I have a call tomorrow with another team and they just want to know what about it. And certainly they're interested in the revenue perspective. And that's what is most important at this point for them. So the ceiling's high here.
Well, you know, there must be a lot of talent out there because I watch the success of the volleyball team that I see every 4 years at the Olympics. I don't know where they go after the Olympics to play, but they're around. So where do you get the talent?
Well, I mean, that's a great point. So the Pro Volleyball Federation, now Major League Volleyball, really brought the opportunity for our athletes, our U.S.-born athletes, to stay at home. So prior to this, all people that graduated NCAA and had a career that could be professional, about 300 to 350 of these athletes had to go overseas where international volleyball was massive. If you look at volleyball from a interest level worldwide, it is top 10 in the world. And so unfortunately, there hasn't been a league for them to play here in the U.S. And so Major League Volleyball has brought that to them. And it's kind of a new world where now athletes can stay here and they're super excited. So there's plenty of athletes out there and they've been playing in Turkey and in Japan and all international. But this is nothing new. Professional volleyball is not new.
No, it's not. But your point's well taken. I know it's strong abroad. So there are multiple seasons, however. I know I ran into this with soccer, is that players who played here would also play abroad or in different leagues. And so consequently, it was kind of delicate trying to work out when you could play. In fact, in the case of soccer, they play a split season, partially because of that. So what do you do? How do you structure your
well,
season?
Well, it's a great point. Our season is January to May, and the international season where the players will go play for their specific country, it starts in May. So we've got to get finished so that they can go. In fact, the World Championships just were in Taiwan, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago that just ended. We've got to fit in that little pool. And NCAA ends in December, so we'll have a draft in late November, and those athletes that we draft have the opportunity to come and jump straight in and play professionally after their significant NCAA career is complete.
Now, this could be a challenge for your coach. So you've got different players presumably playing in different leagues and different, but not necessarily together. And then you try to bring them together, and you've got a few weeks to turn them into a team.
Absolutely. We have 1 month, maybe 6 weeks to get them moving. We have a December training camp where they'll come to our facility and join each other. our drafted players, if they're playing well in the NCAAs, they may not join till later in the month. So that is true. Fortunately, we've brought in Shannon Windsor, who is a world-class coach. She was most recently with Team Canada, so she was leading that team. And she's very experienced and knowledgeable in how to quickly get the team motivated and moving. I can't tell you our athletes are very motivated to make this work because they do want Major League Volleyball in the United States to play. So, but again, it's a challenge, but we've hired the right coach to do that, and we're super excited to get here down here in November.
It's really going to be interesting to see how that works because I've watched volleyball before, and really a good team that plays together. It's like an orchestra. They seem to move. I mean, they line up, but then they sort of move independently, and they know, you know, who's serving and what, you know, what the likely, you know, velocity of the ball coming back is going to be based on who's serving. And it would take a while to get used to each other.
Well, listen, you can talk about team sports, and you can't really put one above the other, but volleyball is a incredibly important in the team sport. No one person can touch it twice. They need to know where they're going, and they need to plan accordingly. So each player, whether they're hitting or attacking from the front row or the back row, they need to know what's going on, and they're certainly skilled with that, and our coaches will be skilled in making sure they're in the right place at the right time. But clearly an amazing team sport with a lot of moving parts that some people may not recognize, but everything they do is planned. It's like a nice dance.
So tell me some nuts and bolts. First of all, the name. Is the name MLV Dallas, or is there a name that you've yet to announce?
So we have been working with ownership over the last, I'll tell you, year and a half on name and on logo. We are extraordinarily close, and we're excited with what we have. We really do feel it will represent the type of team we want. So that hopefully will be announced here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Fingers crossed.
Okay, so that's yet to come. Tell me about the venue. Where are you going to play?
Same thing with the venue. We have not officially announced that. We will be playing in a really nice venue that we're excited about. And unfortunately, we're probably going to announce everything together to try to make a big hoopla with it. But I think everybody will be excited in its central location and beautiful venue for people to watch professional women's volleyball.
You know, one of the things that started off, we've got women's professional basketball playing on a television, you know, pretty wide television schedule, and even now for the playoffs, and even Trinity FC started out with a television contract. What about you?
So the league does have a couple deals that they're working on right now. So there will be some national games. From a local perspective, it'll be our job to figure out how we want to bring our games to market. It is incredibly important to us that our fan can watch our matches. So we want to make sure that we can deliver that. In today's world, as you know, people can consume their sports in many different areas. Yeah. So we're working on that right now, but we want to make sure that is very fan forward and fan focused so that they can watch us. They'll know when to go, know where to go, and we can have a great time with people supporting our team.
Great. As I count it up, you've got a busy 3 or 4 months ahead of you. There's a lot to do, a lot to pull this thing together.
There's no question. You know, priority number one was finding our coach. Priority number two is putting together a staff, which I'm excited about. It's taken a little bit longer because I'm a little picky and want to make sure I have the right people pulling in the right direction that get it. You got to have this entrepreneurial spirit. You got to understand that things are going to get hard. But most importantly, you've got to work together and be kind. And it's really important to me that people that have an opportunity to do what we're going to do recognize that this is a privilege. And I hate to be cliche, but it is. We're super excited to do this. And this is meant to be fun. While it's stressful and there's a lot to do, we really feel that we'll work together. And I've just hired a fourth person today. And I'm super excited with the quality of talent that we have. And people are excited to bring professional volleyball to the North Texas area.
Well, this is not your first rodeo. I know you've worked with the Rangers and the Stars and the XFL. What's different about this? Is there anything different about women's sports?
Well, I'll tell you, listen, the big boys, the Rangers and the Stars, it's where I learned everything. Great organizations. They do everything well. And my move to the XFL, the first iteration in 2019, so different than the UFL. This was the first time it came back. And what I learned there was how to build, and that I'm wired for that, and that I enjoy it. There's in some cases you're maintaining an organization's department, whatever you're doing. But in relative to the Renegades, we built it from the ground up. I was employee number one there. And again, I find myself as employee number one. I will say the difference is while football is king in the U.S., and there's not a lot of debate about that. People love their football. But again, in Dallas and in Texas, there's high school football, there's college football, and there's NFL, which is pretty, pretty strong. Here, it's a little different. You do have volleyball, women's volleyball. And again, if you look at the five universities, TCU, SMU, Baylor, Texas A&M, and University of Texas, those are all top 20 NCAA women's volleyball programs. They've come out and they are super strong. So we know that Texas has strong volleyball. And the fact that there's a clear path for women's volleyball, because everybody played volleyball either growing up in some way, shape, or form, whether they went on vacation, whether they are in the pool, whether they are on the beach. People understand volleyball, and so there's a clear path here. And I do believe this is different because women's sports is such a growing thing, and people are excited about it. And thanks to women's soccer and women's basketball, who've really paved the way. But this sport has no big brother, and can really exist and pave its own way. And I believe it can be big as it wants to be.
Well, your timing, I think, probably couldn't be better. And we look forward to a long list of revelations, like names and venues and television ticket pricing, everything else. Grady Raskin is the president and CEO of Dallas Major League Volleyball, it's called right now. It's good to have you with us. We wish you a lot of luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for more of a conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.